The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
In Dublin, the M50 southbound has... Most places will be driving clear spells tonight. Lowest temperatures, -1 to +2 degrees. And now you're up to date on News Talk.
Jess's Tech Takeover.
I thought we were going to get, Jess, a very, very localised weather report.
I would have enjoyed
that. On the M50. It's raining on the M50.
At a second turn off.
At the moment, near Junction 7. Be careful. Only southbound, the Northland lane, absolutely clear. Anyway, back to matters at hand. This is the Tech Takeover. Jess Kelly is with me. TLDR, too long didn't read. What is it this week?
Well, we've put TLDR to the side today because I'm going to do something different.
Oh, okay.
Just trust me.
Right.
We're going to do AI 101.
Right.
So you've probably been sick to the back teeth of me talking about AI over the last wee while. There's been so many conversations over the last 2 and a bit years about artificial intelligence coming and taking our jobs ever since ChatGPT became a thing. I feel that the conversation went from naught to 1,000 overnight. And very few people have stopped and asked, well, hang on a second, what is this technology and how is it useful to me in my day-to-day life?
Okay, so that's what we're going to learn.
We are going to learn over the next few weeks. Today we're going to do an overview. So I feel like I'm back. My dream was to be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it
that.
Happen. Nobody has
that.
Signed off on this, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Few people in this building like that, actually.
Do you think so? Mm-hmm. Interesting. So today, what we're going to do is start at the very, very beginning, and we're going to do an overview of what different platforms are, what you might have heard about them. And then over the coming weeks, I'm going to have some tips and tricks that will actually be of use for you. This isn't about taking your job. It's just to try and make your life that bit easier. So at the very, very outset, right, people have been using the phrase AI as an all-encompassing thing. However, artificial intelligence has been around for quite a while. If you've ever used spell check on your computer, if you've ever gotten real-time updates on buses or traffic or whatever it is, that's all artificial intelligence. The new bit here is generative AI. You heard it mentioned there in one of the things during Eamon's news bulletin. Generative AI and large language models, LLMs.
Mm.
We love an acronym in the tech world.
What is an LLM?
An LLM is it's a more advanced AI system that is has been trained and developed to engage in human speak. So you can type in a request to it in plain English like you would text me, or you could get the responses back in plain English like I would text you back. The idea is that the technology is being designed to fit into our world rather than, you know, when you're doing a Google search and you're looking for, say, you're looking for somewhere to have brunch in Kilkenny that's open at 10 a.m. on Saturdays. You have to put in that exact phraseology. You have to use certain keywords so that Google will offer you the most precise and accurate results. With a large language model, you could type in and say, I want to go for brunch in this particular part of Kilkenny on Saturday morning. The person I'm going with needs somewhere that is gluten-free, and I also want somewhere that's kid-friendly. You can literally just word vomit into one of these models, and they've been designed then to pull results back and also offer the answers in plain English. There's a whole host of uses for these. There's also a whole host of operators putting them out there. So I mentioned ChatGPT. That's probably the most prominent one. It's the one that caused a whole lot of hoo-ha a few years ago. So that's from a company called OpenAI. Then you have ones from the likes of Google. They have Gemini, Microsoft's Copilot, which is the one that I'd use every day.
Okay.
Facebook have Llama. There's a whole host of them.
Why would you use that one in particular?
Because I use other Microsoft products.
Okay.
So I use Outlook, for example. I use Word. I use a lot of stuff that's ingrained within the Microsoft ecosystem. And I find it really beneficial because I can get it to, say, summarize my emails or write to-do lists for me, that kind of stuff. And it's just all ingrained in the one ecosystem.
Okay.
Personal preference. Some people I know pay the pro version of ChatGPT because they like what it can do. But to start at the very, like, if you're just dipping your toe in the water, pick any of them.
Okay.
It doesn't make a difference. And just dabble and find ways that it works for you. So some things that I find useful, for example, are I use it as a PA. So I don't have an assistant. I don't have anyone working for me yet.
You need to get one of them, Jess.
Yet, I know. You've got 17 outside. I can see them all here now as I talk to you. But you can use one of these platforms to try and get stuff done in your life. So if you have a to-do list as long as your arm, put it in to one of these platforms and give the times that you are available or unavailable and ask for help in terms of prioritizing what you need to get done. I've said to you last week that I'm a big productivity nerd. I'm all about my calendar. So you can ask one of these models based on the task that you need to get done to draw up a comprehensive essentially timetable for you. It can also help you with your scheduling as well. So depending on the model that you use and the integration with other platforms, it can look at your calendar and say, well, look, if you want to get a haircut at 3 p.m. on Thursday, you can't actually do that because you've got another meeting that's not going to end until 10 to 3 and you won't have time to get there, blah, 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 blah. They are very, very useful on that front. Also, when it comes to the biggest bane in my existence is usually around 1 o'clock every day, I'll get a text going, what do you fancy for dinner?
Oh, right. Okay.
Do you know those conversations? And at 1 o'clock, you have to think, what am I going to do for dinner tonight? Pain in the face.
Do you suspect it's because Harry is worried about you and he genuinely wants to make something you want for dinner, or is he just is incapable of making the decision himself?
No, he is. It's just that I'm an absolute pain in the tush and I'll come home like, oh, I don't actually want that today. So he's trying to make it easier. But if you have a pain in the face like me living with you, you can ask one of these platforms to draw up meal plans. So it can draw up based on what's in your fridge. So you can put in that we've got certain ingredients and it can make specific meal recommendations based on those ingredients. You can also do it on a Sunday and meal plan for the week. You can ask it for lunch suggestions, again based on your preferences. The key thing here with these models, as we'll delve into over the coming weeks, is that you have to be as specific as possible. Give it as much information as you can.
Okay.
And from that information then it'll do what you need it to do. So if there's someone who is gluten intolerant or can't eat certain foods, give it that information. It'll take it. It'll understand the context. You can engage with a conversation. So if it's, for example, suggests that you make lasagna on a Monday, you can then type back saying, well, no, we had lasagna last week. Is there something else, another pasta dish? It'll understand the context of the conversation based on the previous interaction. And from there, then you can get other options and all the rest. The other area that is very, very useful is when it comes to email drafting. I spend a huge amount of time proofreading my emails, checking that my tone isn't rude or aggro or all of the other things that often get said about me. So you can put in a draft that you've done of an email and you can say, make it sound friendlier, make it sound nicer, whatever it is. Sometimes I found that you have to remove the odd awesome. ChatGPT and all the rest love the Americanized language. They love everything is awesome.
So
all
you
the
still
time.
Might need to proofread it after you give it the instruction.
Yes, and put your sort of spin on things. But the overarching point I want to get across is that a lot of the conversations that have been around this technology have been scary and a bit fear-mongery. This technology is like every other piece of technology. It's a tool that is there for us to utilize and it can be incredibly beneficial.
So we're going to delve into all of this in more detail over the next few weeks.
Yes, indeed.
On the spot. I look forward to it. People should pay attention as well to Jess, because I asked Grok 3 a second ago, does Jess Kelly actually know anything about AI?
What's
it say? As a tech journalist, Jess covers topics like gadget software and emerging technologies, which often include AI related developments. Given it is her field, it's highly likely she has at least a working knowledge of AI. Enough to report on its applications, trends and societal impacts. So there you have it. Jess's working knowledge of what we're going to talk about over the next few weeks, according to Grok. What's your tech tip this week?
A tech tip is over the coming days, the long weekend coming up. If you have teenagers in your house and you know that they're on TikTok, go back and listen to the conversation that you and I had last night. You'll find it on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Hard Shoulder. We gave a rundown on the new parental controls that are coming to TikTok. You, the parent, need to have a TikTok account and you, the parent, need to tie your kid's account to your account. It'll take a little bit of time, like 15 minutes maybe, but just listen back to that conversation and prioritize it this long weekend to get it done and give yourself that peace of mind.
What's your tech rec this week?
John Mulaney, my beloved John Mulaney, one of my favourite comedians in the world. Starting tonight, he is going to be hosting a live talk show on Netflix.
Live.
So they are streaming it live. It'll be a minute past 10 Eastern time on Netflix, but you can watch it back. It will be there to watch back if you want. But the fun is that it has the jeopardy of a live talk show with celebrity guests, but you can stream it on Netflix. He did a series of it last year. It went incredibly well. There's, you know, all those awkward live, I'm sure as you know now, awkward live TV moments where you just have to run with it. But it's bringing live streaming to Netflix. It's a very ambitious project, and John Mulaney is an absolute joy to watch, so I would highly recommend it.
All right, that is John Mulaney. Everybody's Live with John Mulaney on Netflix. Jess's Tech Rec this week. Jess is going to continue her AI 101 series right here on The Hard Shoulder at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.